Thank you.
Well, I'm just thankful, man. I thank God, just thankful for whatever opportunity it was, regardless of the team. And I just really am thankful for the Arizona Cardinals for believing in me. And I can't wait to get out there and excited to put that work in and earn the respect of my teammates and coaches. Oh, me, Chris K. Yeah. Man, Chris Cabot is that guy, man. He's CEO Chris Cabot for a reason. So, he works extremely hard. He's the reason why I'm in AZ, honestly, man. He does a great job communicating, and, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of the fam. Nah, I can't wait to go to the facility because I remember my freshman year, it's a wall in the D-line room. It said D-line greats. And me and Isaiah McGuire looked at that wall and said, we are going to get on this wall. So whenever they do it, just let me know and I'll be there because I can't wait to see that. But honestly, I just feel like I just set the example just by my actions, by working hard, being a good teammate. So next year, this is the standard of the Missouri Football Tigers for someone to be here next year and continue going forward. Okay. Yeah. Man, Coach Drinks meant everything, man. He took his time to come out here today. I know the guys got Big Friday, you know, in the off season, but he's been a great mentor and teacher for me and just an excellent role model, man. And he's a great guy to play for and on and off the field, just an overall great guy. Yeah. Yeah. Man, whatever role Coach Gannon will put me in, I'm going to do the best of my ability. That's why I always say for me, I'm always working technique and fundamentals because some things just don't change. Make sure your hands are inside, coming out your hips violent. Turn your shoulders at the top of the rush. Turn your toe at the top of the rush. So it's all it is the same thing. So I'm just banking as many reps. And then if I'm at a five technique, maybe it's off of three steps. If I'm at a three technique, it's off of one step. So that's how I train myself and watch a lot of tape. But, yeah, wherever you want me to play, man, it's on. Just, oh, the drip? Oh, man. Hey, man, purple my favorite color. So, honestly, I just wanted a purple suit, but then my designer, Terry Colbert, we found a different fabric, and this one really stood out to me because it had all different shades of purple. Black pants, black shoes, and a black bow tie to calm it all down. And but I got to get my Arizona Cardinals suit before we leave, man. So I'm going to be wearing all red for a long time, so really excited.
It feels like a movie trailer, but is your bull rush? What do you think?
Yeah. You got to want to do it. A lot of guys don't want to do it. So it's just do it. So that's all I say, man. Just be committed to it. Use your legs. Because that's the thing. What would you be more scared of? If I ran at you full speed right at you or if I tried to run at half of you and try to do something funny? So just do it. Oh, yeah. That's my edge, honestly. I'll tell y'all, but I don't want people to steal my game. But so how I do it is the week of, you want the whole thing or just a piece? Okay. All right, let's get it. So we just played on Saturday, right? So after that Saturday, I'm probably at the facility. I just got out of the cold tub. I'm watching the game. Okay, then I go home. Sunday, I'm going to church. After church, I'm coming back. I'm getting my massage and getting my lift in. After I get my lift in, I'm going back upstairs, watch the game one more time. After that, I let it go. Then I go home and I watch the last four games of the team we're about to play. When I watch that game, I'm looking at their tendencies. I'm looking at where the tight end is at. If I get a run pass key, what do the alignments look like? What are, like that. And then Monday and Tuesday is my run day. So I'm looking at their top three runs and what does it look like and where it's coming at. And then basically, if I play a five technique or if a four eye, what block would I get? Then we get to Wednesday and Thursday. That's my pass rush day. So for me, I'm always thinking about my tracks. So my tracks is, if I'm on my speed track, that means I'm 2 yards outside whatever alignment, and then my aiming point is 4 yards behind his back foot. So now I'm thinking how I'm going to set him up. Or if I go on my power track, I go 2x2. I'm 2 yards outside of tackle, and I'm aiming 2 yards behind his foot and thinking about how I'm going to set him up. So at the end of the day, I really studied offensive linemen, but it's all about me and it's all about my tracks. And as long as I get to that point before he gets there and make it fast and violent. Then we get to Friday. Friday is just takeaways. I want to see all the ball strikes. I want to see the ball coming out. I want to see just the ball on the ground, any takeaways they have for the week. Then by Friday night, I'm turned up. And then Saturday, I walk out and I just feel more confident than ever because I know guys are not getting reps mentally and are not locked in. So that's why when I step on the field, I have just a elite confidence about my preparation. Because at the end of the day, all that work will not fail you. So why would I be scared or why would I have any type of anxiety? So then when I put it on, and that's why I say when people ask me what position I play everything. I just need alignment and it's on. I'm getting in my alignment and I'm playing fast and I'm playing physical. Yeah. Oh, where y'all need to eat at? Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. I probably say Bucharest. Some others. You got to go to a Coney Island. You get you a Coney dog. But those are my two spots right now. But, you know, I won't be back anytime soon. You know, I'm ready to get to AZ, get ready to get to my new home, and just really excited to meet my new teammates and coaches. Yeah. Most definitely. AZ believes in me. I believe in them, and I'm ready to go right now. We get on a plane right now and just get ready to get to work, and I'm just really thankful for this opportunity. Oh, yeah. For me, first goal, have fun. Second goal, earn the respect of my teammates and my coaches and earn a role in our organization. And the third goal is to be better than I was the last time I was on tape. Who's had the biggest influence? God. That's my faith and what I believe in. It's way things bigger than football. This is cool, but you got to think, man, without God, none of this is possible. We're all in this room right now for one reason, which is football, but really it's God bringing us together to share his testimony in different ways, and just really thankful to be here. Man, I think, you know, it's crazy. I'm getting my master's in education with an emphasis in positive coaching and athletic leadership. So, you know, when my football career ends, I could see myself being an athletic director or a coach. But like you said, I am very process-oriented because I feel like if you don't have a plan of action, then what are you doing? So every day and every time I'm doing anything, like I tell my agent all the time, like, now I'm glad this draft stuff is over because this I got to get my workout in. I got to do this. I got to do that. And now that's all it is. And, yeah, I can – yeah, you notice that. Appreciate it. Yeah, now Chris Cabot, we probably write one together, honestly, man. He's a great guy. Oh, yeah, I'm turned up, man. I'm pulling my phone out right now and see what the updated rankings are looking like. But I'm really excited to see my teammates, man. We really all thought about leaving school last year, and I thank God we all came back. And we had a great year, and I'm ready to see maybe we'll be teammates again, maybe we'll be rivals again because, you know, I'm with AZ all the way. So I'm ready to see what that's like. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Compete. Always compete is the number one core value at Mizzou. I'm going to make him better. He's going to make me better. And we're on the same team, so I don't got to see him on Sunday. So just really excited.
Last question.
God, my mom, my brother, my grandmother, a lot of good people, honestly. But just a lot of people that really cared about me and wanted the best for me on and off the field. And I'm just really thankful to be here.
Thank you, Darius. We're all set.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.